Wednesday the 9th of December, Kof Beis Kislev, Harav Svi Kushelevsky, Hilchus Haroa Ner Chanukah.
The halacha is that if you see the Ner Chanukah, Roya Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says on Shabbos, just sees it, that alone is the reason to make a bracha of Sha'os and Nisi. Now, the din is brought down in the Ran. This is only true in the case that the person himself, of course, hasn't lit, obviously. Not only that, he hasn't, he's never going to light, and nobody in his household is lit. Only in that case is this bracha mitukin, this bracha of Sha'os and Nisi. And that Shulchan Aruch brings down. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll find Aloche in Simon Tara'av in Sif Gimel. And that's mamish what it says. Misha vahidlik, kaino osid lahadlik, kamin madik and matach beisoy, kishavoya neachanuk in mevor, shosan nisi. Clear. But the problem is that you look at the next one, Taraz, Sif Gimel, and there it says just the opposite. Mamish the opposite. So the Chorus is just the opposite. Another simulator, Siv Gimel. And again, just the opposite, that you have to make the bracha. If you're madik, and if you see the Neiris, and you're madik the Neiris, and then you have to make the bracha, even though they're doing it in your household. So what's going on here? In fact, the truth of the matter is that it's such a stira to the extent the Mishnah Berurah Paskins disregard Taraz. Disregard it. It's not the same shita, and it's a stira. It's just a contradiction. To that extent, we feel the kashi. Bezus Hashem, I think that when we finish speaking, I think it will be understood. First of all, let's get to a basic question. What is the type of bracha, this Sha'os and Nisan, that a person makes? There's three types of basic three types of brachas. There's Birchas HaMitzvahs. Obviously, every time a person puts on tefillin, on tzitzis, you make a bracha before. Because your bracha is that you're a seichet, you live in kind of mitzvah, you make a bracha before. Then, of course, there is also another type of bracha, which is called Birchas HaYidah. Birchas HaYidah, like somebody comes off the plane or off the hotel company, so he makes a bracha. You're making a bracha on the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu watched over you and you came safely sound. Then there's a third type of bracha, it's called Birchas HaShevach. It's a bracha which sometimes you may make under lightning, you see the Yam HaGadol for the first time. Anything, you see the beauty of nature with Kodesh Baruch Hu created, and therefore you have to give a Hidah, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu created such a beautiful nature. But also there's another type of Birchas HaShevach. This is very unusual. This Birchas HaShevach is the bracha that they make at every chuppah. Right? And the Rosh says, what kind of bracha are you making? There's no mitzvah to get married. There's a mitzvah to have children. There's no mitzvah to get married. But some people I see, my boys, they think it's a big mitzvah. Oh, getting married at 17, 18, 19, 20. Well, Kaponim Raboisah. The point of the matter is that the Rosh says, you can't say you're making a mitzvah when you get married. There's no. So therefore, what he says, he says it's a Birchas HaShevach. The Shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that this beautiful thing, this beautiful type of life we have, it's so different from the Goyim, it's Kedusha, the Tayyid, so that's the whole Birchas HaShevach. Let us now begin to think, this Bracha Sha'os and Nisan that you make, what kind of Bracha is it? Mechaya, at first sight, well, what kind of Bracha is it? Let's think it over. Let's try to work. What do you think you would say? What would be how did you say that? Good, you jumped. But I didn't, how did you get there? But first, let's go through all the possibilities. So first of all, let's say Birchas HaYidah. Actually, there is a sheet that holds as a Birchas HaYidah, but it's only one, the Sheet of Samiri. The Miri says that you can say the bracha even if you're not lighting the neiros. If you're walking around someplace in the midbar place, not nothing there, and still you can make the bracha. Why? Because the bracha is haydoya on the nest that Kadosh Baruch Hu made for us. Okay. One possibility, but nobody else possibly. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down to Sharetzion, but it's unusual. Let's leave that out. Nobody else possibly said that Chiddush. So what's the two possibilities left? Here is the Birchas HaMitzvahs, right? Well, the question is, we could say it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, because the Ramadha says, we mentioned before, there's a mitzvah Lirois Esaneris. We could say that. It's one possibility. However, it's L'chaira, you cannot say it. L'chaira, you can't say it. Because, we'll speak of all the different reasons, but L'chaira, what it is more a Birchas HaShevach. Now, in order to prove this, we're going to have to learn through the Tosfos in order to prove this point, can you hear me? In order to prove this point, we're going to have to really look at the Tosfos in a bit in depth. There's a Tosfos in Sukkah. That Tosfos in Sukkah is ask this question. Ask a simple question. It says, why don't you always make a mitzvah, a bracha, every time you see a mezuzah? And I didn't start with a mezuzah. Anytime you see somebody doing a mitzvah, so you should make a bracha. Baal Kocha, when they ask the question, it must be a Birchas HaShevach. There's nothing else, no other reason to even ask that question. Because there's certainly no mitzvah to see a mezuzah, no mitzvah to see somebody. So Tosfos gives a couple of terutz. The first terutz is really, that's why I said I shouldn't have mentioned mezuzah. The first terutz goes on watching somebody putting on the tefillin and putting on the tzitzis or something like that. You don't make any Birchas HaShevach. So the Tosfos says that could be because put on your own tefillin, put on your own tzitzis. But not everybody has a house. Not everybody has a house. Could have default on your mortgage, it's finished. You're taking away your house, you have no house left, right? So therefore, they have to make a bracha to give him a chance to have something to do with the with beautiful mitzvah of Hanukkah. Okay, very nice. Sometimes I ask, why shouldn't we say the same thing about mezuzah? Because not everybody has a house, you can't have a mezuzah if you don't have a house. The Tosfos says these words, which require a big ask. The Tosfos says, you know why? Because you're not misaking a mitzvah just for the person that doesn't have a house. You're misaking this bracha for a normal case when you're matlich yourself. But once you have the bracha, then we can use it also for somebody that just, in order that he should have a chedik in the mitzvah, we should use it for him. Now, if we think carefully into this, let's ask the question. I mean, so what is Tosfos really saying? Why taka were they mishaking the bracha shosa nisin to somebody who's madlik the neiros? L'chaira, it's enough one bracha shekin sham mitzvah yisivon l'hadlik. The answer to that is this. That really there's two parts to hadlaka. Of course there's a mitzvah to be madlik the neiros. Zeichet the mikdash that they did hadlaka saneiros when came back to the Chanukah Sabayis, so after the Yevonim. But besides that, there's a special part of this mitzvah which doesn't usually apply. Usually apply, you can go into a small little room, close yourself up, put on your tefillin. There's no reason to do it for fasting, no reason. Here we say there's an idea of Pesumi Nisa. As much as you can, you've got to do this mitzvah where it's going to make an impact. A pirsumei nisa. Right? People should see this, think of the nes. So that's another part of the mitzvah. It comes out every time a person is madlik the neiros, he's doing two mitzvahs. Number one mitzvah he's doing is what? It's a mitzvah being madlik the neiros like they did. But besides that, you're also doing something else. You're also being mefarsim b'nes. And on that part of the mitzvah, there's another bracha. actually in a way a brichas on mitzvahs. You may ask if it's a brichas on mitzvahs, why did they make that lashon jaz and isim? Well, first of all, because we don't like to make the same type of shekhas on mitzvahs again, but we have a case, ava rabba. According to many shittas in the Rishonim, when you say ava rabba, it's a brichas on mitzvahs. It's a brichas on the Krishna. Many shittas say like that. That is the mitzvah to make the bracha of Ava Rabba, which is doesn't explicitly say Asher Kirishon of the mitzvahs of, but it's implicit in it that this is, we're talking about that mitzvah of Krishna. Okay. So therefore we see that that is no proof, and therefore we can certainly make the statement that the Shosanisim that the Madlik makes, that is a birches a mitzvah. So let's now, before we go further, back our first, what have we been discussing, what have we proved? Our question was, what is the bracha shasa nisim? Now we can prove one thing now, that al kolponim, when the person himself, really I have to finish off the proof, that the person himself, when he lights the neris, and he makes first asher kishon mitzvah yisivan melahadlik, then that person, when he says "Hashem Nisim Aliseinu," he's also making a birches hamitzvahs. Because otherwise, we can't understand that Tosfos in Sukkah. That Tosfos in Sukkah is saying that we don't make this bracha just like that. We don't make this birches Hashemach just like that. We're only doing it because in any case we have to have the bracha. What's the reason that he can't have the birches hamitzvahs? So we see clearly that the birches of Asanisim, that when a person is madlik, is called a birches hamitzvahs. Now, we come to another point, but we see from here also, by the same token, that Tosfos has begun to ask his question, because every time you see somebody doing a mitzvah, you should make a brach on it. So you see, it's a birches hashemach, otherwise the question wouldn't have applied. But Tosfos is just answering now on the end result. These two things we could take out from this Tosfos. There's one, number one, there's a big difference between the Madlik. The Madlik makes the bracha because he's doing a mitzvah of Pirsumi mitzvah. It's a birches ha-mitzvahs. Masha'en Kain, the person who is seeing it, he makes the bracha as birches ha-shevach. And if that's the reason he's making it, why do we misaken it only here, no place else? First of all, because the first part is true also, that because you want to give him a tzedek and a mitzvah, which not everybody has a house. But even more than that, even a mezuzah, which there would be that reason, we're not going to do it, because we would not be misaken the bracha, especially for that purpose. If the bracha is there in any case, that nusach bracha is here to say that Shasa Nisim is already done because of birchas mitzvahs, then we're misaken the birchas ha-shevach for anybody who sees the neris, because that lashon is charged to say shasa nisim avisenu, even though he hasn't been matlik, and even though shasa nisim is implicit that you made a mitzvah of being presuminisa, but he can say it himself that he made the mitzvah presuminisa. But the fact that he himself is mefasim for himself the mitzvah, that's all. So if that's the first step in answering this theory, is that clear to everybody so far? Do they have to have anything to be okay? So that's proven and clear. Now let's go to the next step. The next step is this. You can ask a question that's not my question, it's the pre-Chodesh who asks this question. He says, why shouldn't you, if there is a mitzvah, you know, he says, it's unbelievable, he says, divrei amor lav the samcha ninu, the amor should be thrown away. Because it can't be. He says, because if there would be, he says, it can't be. He says, what do you mean? If it's a mitzvah, you should make a bracha on it. Why do we say you only make the bracha in the case that there's no, the people went madlik in your house? Who cares if they're madlik or not madlik? If there's a mitzvah on the gavre, there's a mitzvah on the neris shabbos, so they're mekayim, but you have a mitzvah to see the neris, and you're mekayim that mitzvah. Elamai, there's no such thing, there's no such mitzvah. Unbelievable. This is very tough stuff, taking these big people and just throwing them away like that. What are we going to answer? Oy, kol yisrael yitzim biyad romer. It's no kasha and romer at all. And the Makor is in the Rishonim. Avadi Gavis says a mitzvah. But you don't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. You know why? Tell me why. Do you think? I'll give you a clue to it. Why shouldn't you make a bracha on this mitzvah? You know, on bittul chametz, do you make a bracha on bittul chametz? Only on birur chametz. Why? Let's see if we can answer to it. Tshuvas HaRashba. What does the Tshuvas HaRashba say? No. Simon, what? Your test. What?
Bittul is belay.
Right. Bittul is belay. You only make a birur if you have a mitzvah to do something. So you wanted to do something. But if you could do it just not, without even saying a word, not even moving your lips. If you move your lips, you're doing something. Oh, just think. Oh. But once we have that clock, the answer is so simple on the pre-Chadish Kash. It's a permanent pre-Chadish. Every time the people are too strong, that afterwards the Kash on them, then. It's wrong. He's wrong. This Rashba answers his question. Why? Why don't you break a bracha on what? If you just look at something that's not a ma'aseh, there's no ma'aseh involved there, so there's no bracha. So everything now, so far, we've got the basics in place. We can say takadim, but now we have another question. Now we're getting closer to the answer, really. I'm going to do it quicker than half an hour. What's the next step? The next step is, in that case, why does it say... So what are we saying over here? What are we saying over here? We're saying over here is a very interesting thing. That b'emes, there is two mitzvahs. A mitzvah, when you do the mitzvah, that you make the brocha of Ashos and Nisim, because it's like a brichas of mitzvahs. And there's a brocha when you only see it, and then the brocha is what? The brocha is only a brichas HaShemach. Right, so for the God, and the Bechas Hashem is only in order that he should have some shaykes to the mitzvah we did it for him. As long as kind of kesher, his wife did it, it's enough. We don't give him the brocha. Those two you said we have ready. Now comes the kudah of brass. Now the question is this. There's a trumas edition who says, what happens if Erev Shabbos, you know the Gemara says, Kofse Ein Zocher Klal, famous Gemara, you lit the Neres, even if it goes out, you don't have to do anything more, everything's okay, you're finished. What will be though? Erev Shabbos, you know you're always lighting before the time. What happens if it goes out then? Are you mechuyev to light it again? What will we say? Why not? Why did the producer say you're potter? And so Rishon asks, why should you be potter, he says. Why should you be potter? He brings rice. The Habsgevskevs is also such a good. Why should you be potter? He hasn't done the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is not mekuyim yet. The mitzvah is when it gets dark. Shaga b'tir ma'anale. In the middle of the day, your light is nothing. It has to be dark in order to get the mitzvah. And you're still lighting it when it's light. Oh, man, baby, in English, not such a kosh. It's pretty dark all the time. Well, kaponim. Rabbeisai, this is the question. This is the big question. Why? So he's to join and says, you know, be Kiddush. On a Hechshah Mitzvah, you also can make a bracha. As long as it's Hechshah Mitzvah, so with choice, you can make a bracha on it. And he brings a raya from the Tosfos in Yevamos, the Gabi Esed, the Chaloisa says, that it says, that the father says, I want to eat something, and you have to be Bashelo, it could be on Shabbos, that you could do it, without a pasuk, you're not allowed to do this, because it says, Mitzvah Say Tishmor, without the pasuk, you say you can do it. Why? You don't find the mitzvah till he eats? No, the Torah says the Hechshah Mitzvah is also a mitzvah. That's a big chiddush he says, but it's halacha. You can make. Now we're in a position to come to the answer. I give you all the facts. Who can answer it now? Let's go back to the question again. Let's go back to the question again. What was the question? We had contradiction. What's the contradiction? In one place it says, Simin Tarav, Sif Gimel, it says that if your wife lights it, you're potter, you don't make any bracha on the Rina. The other case, Taraz, says if you're in a place, Amir Al-Taloch is a good game, if you're in a place, let's say he went to a place, the Far East, someplace they got stuck, he wanted to come back for Hanukkah, he didn't manage it. He's there. No, nobody is in the whole place. It's full of people that don't light the Nair. There's no Nair Hanukkah. So he has to light it, and then he makes a bracha. But actually, I'll give you more of a hint. It says, the Lashon is, let's see, I don't have it. The Lashon is, you make the bracha, Torah, it's in the Taraz, Yeshem Shachar Bishan Adlikin of the Teich Beisa Yimudamokim Shein Boy Yisrael. Madlik Bibrachois. Now you've got everything. What's the answer? No, you've got to get it. No, I'm not telling you. So I promise a prize. We don't answer here. Nobody wants to show off, huh? What? Well, that's part of the question. That's part of the question. You have to. That, I gave you all the hints already. Everything is there. He is lighting. How else is he going to see there? So he's got light in that place. He's in far east. He's there at least someplace. Where will it be? I don't know what the names of these places are. Whatever it is, and he can't make it. He has to light. That's the whole point. Oh, come on.
Between the two, is whether or not he's lighting or whether he's only a roya.
Perfect. Now explain that why.
Well, because when he's only a roya, then he's making it with tashvach.
You're right.
And he's a madlik. He's making shosh nisim also with tzemitzah.
Very good. So explain it slightly more. First of all, it says madlik bebrachas. What does that prove? Which brachas means how hard he makes. That means it must be like the tumis adeshan. Exactly. That what? The brachas hamitzvahs. Because since he has to do it, al sahesh mitzvah, otherwise he can't see even theirs, which is exactly what it says there. Then, once we said that, we said another yisrael, that when you do light, the reason that you make shasen isim is because it's a birches and mitzvahs, when you do light. So therefore it says, matik beblochus. And now, how is it answered? The steer doesn't begin anymore. Why?
Huh? Talking
what?
Well, he doesn't light.
What?
Tofresh Avav
does another light, so therefore there's no Birchas HaMitzvah because he doesn't do a Maisa. It's only got to, and the Birchas HaShemet we say was only Misukin because of the fact that the person is Achmonis, is no Shaykh to Chanukah, he feels terrible, so we give him a bracha. So that's why it's only done if there's no Adlaka B'Toy Beisoy. Masha'ein King. Over here it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaGavra. So even if the wife has done their Ishevei Sari, but he's done another mitzvah, and that mitzvah now he can make sure, so this is not because of Birchas HaSheva, but because it's a mitzvah to be mefaras in the Nes. In fact, there says, whole Shaiva, when he is mefaras, this is even for Goyim. It's interesting, Shaiva. They said, Rag the Talmudoi, the Gemara says the reason he delighted is so that the Talmudoi, a Goyim, that they used to bring the firewood or whatever it was. So you see there is, but besides that also, even for himself, it's also considered that he's making the person for himself. But in any case, once we have 5 minutes left, I'll say something else. Okay, but it's a bit of Dibri Agode, so it has a... Okay, because I strained your head so much, so I have to give you a bit of episode also. Okay. So now, we'll say something short. Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis L'David. Now, we know that that's the Mizmor that we say Chanukah. Right? And I think that if we think a bit deeper, we'll understand how applicable this Mizmor is Davke to Chanukah. So I'll ask you a question. What does it mean, Hashir Chanukah Sabayis? It was only after David's death, many years afterwards, that they made the Beis HaMikdash. How could he make a Shir on the Chanukah Sabayis? I think the answer is with the Gemara in Zvachim. Gemara in Zvachim says that David Kidesh es Zora May Al Toima Ad Avrakia. David made the Kedusha. He was Mekadosh. The Gemara says David did it. David, you know, he found the right place for the Beis HaMikdash. After looking pretty hard, he found the place. And he decided, this is the place. I'm going to be Mekadosh. So what we see from here is actually, although the beautiful edifice was built by Shlomo HaMelech's son, but David, Shiva David, he was the one that really sanctified the place. And since it's pretty obvious that if you ask what is special about the Beis HaMikdash, it's a beautiful building. There's other beautiful buildings in the world. What is special about the Beis HaMikdash? It's the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Malkum of the Shechina can be. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is about. And that's why we can say Miz Mishil Chanukah Sabai Sadabit. True, the beautiful building only comes up later. But already, the most important part of the Beis HaMikdash is there. The Kedusha HaMakom. Now, if we think exactly what happened when the Chashmonaim, came to, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash was standing. What exactly was the Chanukah Sabayis that the Chashmonaim accomplished? They didn't have to build anything. Maybe they had to clean things up a bit, sort of, but there was no real building there. What?
Kedusha!
Because Bo'u Pitzim Mechilaloah! The Binyan was standing! The Pritzim had to be Mechalalit, Metam everything, Mechalalit. It was desecrated. Kedusha was missing. So the Chanukah's Habayis of the Chashmonaim was actually exactly equal to the Chanukah Habayis of David HaMelech. Not the Shlomo. That's the idea. So therefore we say, Mizmish Chanukah Habayis to David. This is the Chanukah Habayis we're talking about. The fact that they were able to vanquish the Greeks and the Greek spirit and the Greek Chilul Hashem and the Greek the Chulin, the Greek, everything became mundane, taking away everything from it, all the Kedusha, the Torah. And this is what we are doing on Chanukah. We're remembering that the important thing is Ruach. So Rabbi Isai, I want to say to you that, you know, there's a lot going on in London, not so much there as used to be, but I'll call upon him. There seems to be, but really, this time that you spend here, that is what your life is about. Because without all those other externals are worthless without this ruach that you put into your life. This is your life. Your life is this kedusha v'tayah. When did you start to learn? 8 o'clock.
25
what?
25 minutes.
Oh, you're only
here.
Only 5 minutes. So in any case, I don't know, you're going to continue now or this is it?
For today.
Okay. But even that half an hour. It's just like the important thing was the Kedusha, the David Melt, not the beautiful big. Your whole day, this is the Ruach. I did after, perhaps clearly didn't have a daf. You know, later on, I know, but probably be learning other times, but this is the way to start the day. We start the day the correct way, the whole day becomes a day of Kedusha, the David.